From NPR and WBUR Boston, I'm Jeremy Hobson.
I'm Robin Young. It's Here and Now. Coming up, a judge in Dallas says yes in our backyard, offering to house up to 2,000 migrant children while they go through the legal process.
But first to the situation in Israel, which escalated today with a decision by the government to allow the military to mobilize up to 40,000 additional reservists to battle Hamas, the Islamist group that rules Gaza. The Israeli military and Hamas militants have been pounding each other with rockets. Joining us now with the latest is Daniel Estrin, who's reporting from Jerusalem for NPR. And Daniel, what are Israeli military officials saying about what's coming?
The Israeli army says it's preparing for what could be a long-term military offensive on Gaza. It says it has a few main goals. It wants to strike at Hamas, and it wants to stop the rocket fire on Israeli towns near the border with Gaza. Already today, we've had at least 66 rockets come in from Gaza into Israeli cities. At least 300 rockets were aimed at Israel in recent weeks. And the army is saying that it's going to gradually step up the pressure on Hamas until it stops firing rockets.
How strong is Hamas right now? How much capability do they have to fight back if Israel does escalate the situation?
Well, in terms of weapons, the army estimates that Hamas has an arsenal of some 10,000 rockets or so, including longer-range rockets. And the army is concerned that Hamas could launch some of those longer-range rockets toward cities like Jerusalem, where I am, Tel Aviv, which is more of the heartland of Israel. Politically, Hamas has never been weaker. It lost Muslim Brotherhood support that it had in Egypt when Assisi took over, and Assisi has been cracking down on smuggling tunnels that Hamas used to impose taxes on along the Gaza-Egypt border. And so Hamas really is sort of financially broke, isolated internationally, and commentators on both Israeli and Palestinian sides are saying that Hamas may think that it doesn't have much to lose here, and maybe it could regain some popularity. Hamas always declares victory after conflicts like these.
Well, but on the other hand, there are also voices calling for calm, saying that an escalation in tensions from either side is not going to solve the problem, is not going to bring peace. Tell us about those voices. I know President Obama wrote an op-ed today in the Israeli newspaper Haaretz saying the only true path to peace is a negotiated settlement and a two-state solution.
That's true, and it's remarkable that there were actually 9 months of peace negotiations between Israelis and Palestinians. Those negotiations broke down just a few months ago, and a number of commentators on both sides here, Israelis and Palestinians, are saying that the breakdown of those negotiations created a vacuum in which it's unclear what the political vision is. It's unclear what steps Israel wants to take now. Does it want to annex the West Bank? Does it want to unilaterally disengage from the West Bank? And what the Palestinians want as well. And so when President Obama wrote this op-ed in the Israeli daily Haaretz today, he said, quote, "When the political will exists to recommit to serious negotiations, the United States will be there ready to do our part." And as we see today, Israelis and Palestinians are very far away from sitting down and negotiating. There was a peace conference, actually, that same Israeli paper, Haaretz, is holding today. And a number of Palestinian officials and dignitaries were supposed to attend, and many of them canceled.
But beyond getting back into formal peace talks, are there voices simply saying, let's not escalate this any further militarily?
There certainly are voices saying that. On the Israeli side, there are a lot of tensions right now. This is a very different moment than the last two times that Israel carried out offensives on Gaza. And that's because of the kidnapping and killing of three Israeli teenagers last month, and then last week, an apparent revenge attack killing a Palestinian teen, and there are Jewish Israeli suspects arrested for that. All of those tensions have led to riots in Jerusalem and other parts of Israel, in Israeli Arab towns. There's really a sense here, there are many, many voices saying things can really spin out of control. Many Palestinian demonstrators are saying this is the start of the third Palestinian intifada, the third Palestinian uprising. And it's interesting to see in Jerusalem that today there was a large busload of Israelis who went to go visit the the Palestinian family who lost the teen who was killed. And there are daily meetings of a number of Israelis in a central square in Jerusalem and other places in Israel. And there are a lot of voices here saying this is not the time to escalate things.
Daniel Estrin, reporting for NPR from Jerusalem. Daniel, thank you.
You're welcome.